from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. 2 years ago, November 24th, is the last time Becky Fudge-Schnarr's family saw her. OPP are offering a cash reward for information that leads to where she is and are posting two billboards on Highway 11 near Kelso Road between Porquis and Monteith. The photo from them is on our website. Becky was 17 years old when she disappeared from her parents' home on Moffett Road in rural Iroquois Falls. She had long blonde hair and was wearing glasses, a hoodie and jean jacket, and gray boots. She was carrying a white floral pattern bag. If you have any information that might be helpful, contact provincial police or Crime Stoppers. Those red scarves you see tied to posts in your community are put there by the Porcupine Health Unit with a purpose. They're the Northern Ontario twist on red ribbons for World AIDS Day, which is on Sunday. Harm Reduction Outreach Coordinator Amy Hopikowski says self-testing clinics for STDs are always available by appointment. And this Monday, the PHU head office in Timmins is offering walk-in testing between 1 and 4 in the afternoon.
So we're testing for HIV, but they can also access other testing for hep C, syphilis, gonorrhea, anything kind of like that with our nurses as well.
Everything is done anonymously and confidentially. Hopikowski says test results can determine treatment options for AIDS, HIV, and other sexually transmitted diseases. The president and CEO of Thor Metals says promising exploration results could lead to maiden drilling at the Filio Gold Project on Highway 11 west of Opisatika by the spring. Malcolm Dorsey notes that despite it being early in the process, the company has been very surprised.
What the initial results are showing us is that this system that's up in that area is much larger than historically ever understood.
Dorsey says testing was completed on a 7-kilometer stretch, and the quality could tell how big the Filio project could be, and if it's similar in size to the Hemlo Gold project. He adds that Filio was not a mine at this time, but the company is trying to determine if there's enough for a deposit and something more significant beyond that. In Country 93.1 sports, a relatively light weekend for the Timmins Rock and Iroquois Falls Storm as the NOJHL wraps up November. The Rock hosts the Espanola Paper Kings tonight at 7 at the MAC, then travel to Iroquois Falls to meet the Storm tomorrow night. Timmins is riding a 7-game winning streak.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.